We work in media, but depending upon who you ask, it's either heritage media or traditional media or just plain old media. Let's talk about new types of media. Emerging media is the popular term. Southern Oregon University offers a program called Emerging Media and Digital Arts, or EMDA. EMDA has something to do with MCON, an emerging media convention held tomorrow at Southern Oregon University. Kaz Crozier is the SOU student project manager and our guest in the studio. Kaz, good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me.
So work us in slowly. When we say emerging media, what does that even mean?
What does emerging media mean? That's really a wide question. I mean, when you're thinking about it, it can cover anything from dealing with virtual reality, augmented reality, and back into the simple things like Photoshop and just altering an image. I mean, emerging media is just cast a wide net over anything we do digitally, creatively to enhance our other projects and creations.
So are you an EMDA major, for example?
Yes, I am an EMDA major.
So, and what kinds of media do you work in the most?
Specifically, I work in the most with gaming and doing modeling, texturing, and bringing environments to life in game engines and playing through them.
So making the games as realistic as possible, and you know, making sure that people have, you know, rough coats and smooth shoes and things like that?
That's definitely a focus for me. I like an element of realism in the games that I develop, but many of our students work in different versions of gaming. There's a lot of low poly creations that are very, very stylized and cartoonish to a way that appeals to the audience.
Low poly?
Yeah, low poly, low polygonals.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. How many, how do they look? Are they kind of blocky? Are they nice and smooth? If they're blocky, they're low poly. If they're nice and smooth, they've probably got a lot more.
So would you say they're high poly if they're smooth looking?
Yeah, okay. Generally.
Does it require a lot of math skills, or does the computer do a lot of that work for you?
Thankfully, the computer does a lot of the math work for you, but you have a lot of other technical problems to work with if you're in that area.
So what kinds of jobs are you thinking about for after graduation?
Personally, for myself, I am interested in being project manager, project lead, creative lead. I really want to be in the realm of having a vision, working with a team to guide everything towards that vision. It's an important skill that you don't think about happening in generally when you're working with a team in those bigger fields, and I like to just have kind of control over everything. Don't call me a control freak. I'm an organizational entrepreneur.
You're a collaborator.
Collaborator, yeah. I love inspiring teams to work together.
So, I mean, so do you come up with the ideas yourself, or is this a chance to manage other people who are coming up with great ideas?
It depends. I mean, when you're working on a project, people come up with great ideas all the time, and it's about, I think, sifting through that to make sure that there's a cohesive vision. There's a lot when you're designing that comes out looking so different. And so when you look at big media and designs that come out, for them to be all universally together, you kind of have to guide that in a way towards a singular vision, because everyone's work is so different and subtly different in the work that we do.
So as the project leader, the producer for a project, you're the one who has to make sure that things go into a final slot where everything's relatively cohesive and consistent.
Basically, yes. That would be...
So tell us about MCON. This is MCON 6, is that right? And this is Emerging Media Convention?
Yes, this is the 6th Emerging Media Convention on May 17th at 10:30. Our creators will be going on, opening the alley, 40-plus presenters showing all the things they're working on, from print designs, generally creative design and development, web design development, photography, all the way to modeling like myself, and some virtual reality stations. They'll be going on at 11:30 until about 2 o'clock.
So you're a senior now, is that right?
Yes, I'm a senior.
So just over the course of the 4 years that you've been emerging media and digital arts, how much has the media landscape changed?
Oh, boy. It changes consistently. Every couple of days, it seems like there's a new article, a new technology to be working with, something else that's at the forefront of technology that's going to change the way that we look at what we're working with, if it's in gaming, if it's in just Photoshop. You know, there's updates all the time. That's the world of technology. It's constantly updating.
Yeah, even for audio, we find. So, yes, and when you mention Photoshop, I'm thinking about all the Adobe products that come along with that, too.
Absolutely.
Like Adobe Audition, which is one of our tools here. That seems to change, too. So is the stuff that you might have used in your freshman year, is that considered antique now, or is some of it still in use?
I mean, not at all. Everything still has its value moving forward. A lot of people like to go back and experiment with old tools because they have, a certain technique or a certain look to them that, you just can't produce with modern technology. So, I mean, it's always in use. You're always going back to everything. Nothing is ever truly dead. It's just sleeping for a while.
Kaz Crozier is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's a Southern Oregon University student in Emerging Media and Digital Arts, or EMDA. He is the student project manager for MCON, which is tomorrow, part of SOAR. We'll explain what all these mean in just a moment, on the Southern Oregon University campus. 800-838-3760. If you have some questions for Kaz by phone, if you want some further thinking in email, send that to jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned the alley opening up at 10:30. That's Creators Alley?
Creators Alley is opening up at 11:30. At 10:30, we're bringing in a keynote speaker to talk about his work in the industry and how he's basically gone along in his work.
Who is that speaker?
That is Trevor Yarish, the CEO of Zeal. They're a web development and design company.
And it's based in Grants Pass, I see.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, and you got Lindsay Peck as well?
No, unfortunately, Lindsay had to cancel.
Okay, and Lindsay's the program manager at Riot Games in L.A., but that didn't happen. So a lot of people involved in the kinds of things that you're working on in EMDA. Are they doing a lot of gaming things? Is that a big part of it?
I would say gaming is only a small segment of it. I have my focus there, but we have everything. Like I said, we have print designers who do a lot of graphic design, as well as people who are more focused on photography and the work that happens there in that field, or brand packaging. I have a good friend who does a lot of brand packaging for different companies and people that she works with. It's extensive.
So once you're done with the keynote speech and Creators Alley opens at 11:30, I mean, is it sometimes hard to represent things in Creators Alley? Because you're talking about some things, particularly with virtual reality, enhanced reality, gaming things that are probably best experienced in a dark room or something. And here you are in this convention hallway.
I mean, not true. I mean, experiencing these things in a dark hallway, no, that's how you make the things. You sit down in a basement where the windows are closed, no one knows who you are or what you do, and then you bring out this jewel at the end. But in a convention space, it's opening, welcoming. We flip the script on the standard internship fair, Instead of going around, begging for a job, here we are presenting what we've done. We've put so much time and effort into these things, and they're on the table for you, local artists, local businesses, to see, for us to network with you and say, hey, we are creative, we are driven, we have these things that are skills that you are looking for, that we can make your world that much brighter and bigger.
So MCON is largely about networking then?
Yeah, largely.
Mm-hmm. But that's an interesting point about flipping the script, though. So instead of going up to the tables of the potential employers, the potential employers are the ones who are wandering the midway there, looking at the people displaying their stuff.
Exactly, yeah. And when internship fairs happen, what they're bringing to the table, they don't know what they're going to get. They're bringing in jobs that are summer internships, like, hey, let's see if this person can fit in and just, have a good time for a while, and then we'll see them later because they have no value to us, maybe. But when we flip the script, we show this is the amount of effort and work that I can put in. Even if you're a student, you know what it takes to work professionally at this level. You've been doing it in part for at least a couple of terms once you've reached your senior year. So you're showing how much you have to offer versus, hey, let's just throw out the net and see what we can get.
Is it a sign-up kind of thing? Do people register for MCON, or do they
just
do? Yes.
Mm-hmm. All of our presenters have to have the work that they've done ready and go through an application process in order to come in and show what they've got. We've got to deem that it's worthy for MCON. I hold a lot of the power in that section of who's getting in, who's coming in, and showing what they've got to do.
Have you wielded that power judiciously?
Oh, yes, very judiciously. consciously.
So I mean, what kinds of things would make a decision between not getting into MCon and getting into MCon?
Basically, I mean, it's about the value of the work. Most people who are coming in, you know, whatever you have to present, does it have value? Is it extensive in the realm of what you're doing, as well as how much time and love has gone into creating this thing? Most people who apply are dedicated to their field, what they're making, what they're creating, and they want to show it off. And so when they apply, they've already got that labor of love in there. They've got everything focused on what they're doing, and it's pretty easy to go through the application process.
So in addition to being the person who coordinates things and decides, have some decision-making power and who gets in, do you also get to display some of your own stuff here?
I do. I will have a table myself. This is a project that I was working on last term that I actually took to show off at the Game Development Conference in San Francisco earlier this year. So I have some of that to show off.
This is part of, now MCon is part of SOAR, Southern Oregon Arts and Research, is that right?
We have some connections with SOAR. They put us on our calendar, on their calendar.
So it's sort of a coincident event, but not necessarily directly related?
Yeah, we don't have say over each other's events. Mm-hmm. They give us some spot of advertising. We work a little bit with them if we have things that we need or if there's stuff we can get in contact with. They're a great partner to have.
So people from SOAR, can they get into MCon? Do they have to pay or anything? Or
no, no one has to pay to come to MCon.
All right.
MCon's for everybody.
Okay, good to know. And so it starts at 10:30 with the keynote speaker, but the Creator's Alley opens at 11:30 and stays open till when?
About 2.
Okay, so it's a pretty short time window here. We have an email for you from, Robert Arellano.
Oh, boy.
One of your professors at Southern Oregon University. He says, what's the most important skill or lesson you learned from a professor so far at SOU?
Oh, the most important skill or lesson that I learned from a professor. Well,
it doesn't have to be about Bobby Arellano.
Bobby's taught me some great things. He was my first professor. I actually took his podcasting class, and
he created the MDA major, didn't he?
He was one of the founding members, I believe. Yes, and he definitely inspired me a lot. That first class, I think I made a entire story based on a descriptive radio story about the journey through the last couple months of pregnancy with my partner right now. We were expecting our first child, so my initial story ran all the way up to the birth, and Bobby was just so extremely supportive. I think the best lesson I learned from him was that, you know, if you have an idea, take it, run with it, just go for it. The value of it coming after, even if you're unsure of it, is going to be vastly superior if you care about it versus if you're working on something that you think is what others want.
Mm-hmm. Which is great advice from a professor probably in any era, you know, about moving ahead. But here we're talking about emerging media as well. And so I just wonder, Kaz, for you, I mean, with the advance of tech, I mean, you know, you're the kind of guy who grew up in an age when there were always computers around. Can your mind still be blown, or is everything pretty much taken in stride?
Oh, my mind can always be blown. There's so much out there. I mean, yes, I was born in the era of computers, but it was still so new. I'm 25. Mm-hmm. You know, I was born in 93. So when I was coming up, we started with, you know, typing lessons in the first grade, but that was still so slow. I still remember dial-up. You know, I used dial-up a lot. The advance in that short period of time from now to then, because I'm barely through my life, let's face it. Every day there's something new. Every day there's something wonderful. Every day there's a just explosion of, like, wow, I can't believe that someone could do that.
And so do you hope people will come into MCon with the same sort of reaction to Creator's Alley?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have those virtual reality setups that students have worked really hard on. Every time you put on one of those helmets, either with the Oculus or the Vive, you're transported into a new world where things are, you know, infinite possibilities are available to you. And that's what you see in every individual creator's work as as well.
All right, lots to see at MCON, which is the Emerging Media Conference tomorrow at Southern Oregon University. Keynote at 10:30. This is over in the Stevenson Union, is that right?
Yes, in the Stevenson Union. We're in the Rogue River Room for Creators Alley, but Trevor will actually be speaking in 202.
All right, Kaz Crozier is the Student Project Manager for MCON. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me.